Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Revelation 14, 14 to 20. Revelation 14, 14 to 20. I looked, and there before me was a white cloud, and seated on the cloud was one like a son of man, with a crown of gold on his head and a sharp sickle in his hand. Then another angel came out of the temple and called in a loud voice to him who was sitting on the cloud, "Take your sickle and reap, because the time to reap has come, for the harvest of the earth is ripe." So he who was seated on the cloud swung his sickle over the earth, and the earth was harvested. Another angel came out of the temple in heaven, and he too had a sharp sickle. Still another angel who had charge of the fire came from the altar and called in a loud voice to him who had the sharp sickle, "Take your sharp sickle and gather the clusters of grapes from the earth's vine, because its grapes are ripe." The angel swung his sickle on the earth, gathered its grapes, and threw them into the great winepress of God's wrath. They were trampled in the winepress outside the city, and blood flowed out of the press, rising as high as the horses' bridles for a distance of 1,600 stadia. My theme for reflection is the harvest no one can dodge. The harvest no one can dodge. If your only harvest this month is clearing unread emails, Revelation 14, 14 to 20 might feel like a different world. But John's vision of sickles, grapes, and a winepress speaks right into ours. The problem it names is our persistent illusion that evil gets away with it and that we can postpone repentance indefinitely. Scripture will not flatter us. The Son of Man wears a victor's crown and holds a sharp sickle. Angels move at heaven's command, and the earth, overripe with rebellion, is finally reaped. Judgment is not a glitch in God's plan, but the necessary act of a holy love that refuses to let violence, lies, and idolatry have the last word. Before the sickle swings, this chapter has already sounded grace, gospel proclaimed, warnings given, calls to endurance issued. God's patience is vast but not endless. When the hour comes, there are two harvests. The grain harvest signals the sweeping, comprehensive justice of God. The grape harvest, crushed in the winepress, pictures the decisive end of organized evil. The figures are severe because the disease is terminal. As Miroslav Volf has argued, if God were not angry at injustice and deception and did not make a final end of violence, that God would not be worthy of our worship. Judgment is love taking evil seriously. Where is the gospel here? At the center stands one like a son of man, Jesus, the very one who bore wrath in our place, now returning to remove it from the world. The judge has the scars of the Savior. For the unrepentant, the imagery is a sober summons. For the faithful, it is oxygen. It means the tears of the oppressed are heard. History is not an endless loop, and our labor in the Lord is not in vain. It also means urgency. If Christ will trample evil at the end, we must not toy with it now. We live as people of the day, repenting quickly, doing justice, holding forth the word of life, so that our neighborhoods glimpse the kingdom's clean light before the final dawn. So the vision moves us from apathy to awe, from despair to hope, and from spectatorship to witness. We renounce the thrill of apocalyptic gore and embrace the costly work of peacemaking, truth-telling, and mercy. We refuse cynicism because Christ wears the crown. We refuse complacency because the sickle is real. and we entrust vengeance to God, so our hands are free to bless even our enemies while the door of grace stands open. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what sin or injustice have I been excusing as not that serious? And how does the certainty of Christ's harvest call me to repent today? Number two, whom do I need to warn or encourage with the word of life? And what would loving, wise courage look like in that conversation? And now our practical exercise. Take 10 quiet minutes to confess concretely one pattern of compromise. Then make one reconciling move, an apology offered, a restitution made, or a hidden temptation removed. End by praying for three people to meet Christ before the harvest. Holy Father, judge of all the earth, give us reverent hearts that tremble at your word and run to your mercy. Lord Jesus, crowned victor and wounded lamb, teach us to hate evil as you do and to love righteousness as you do. Holy Spirit, make us bright and clean, quick to repent, bold to witness, steadfast in hope until the day when you gather all things aright. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore.